You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Go ahead. Go wash your hands. If you don't want corona, wash your hands.
It's still true, Brian.
Go wash your hands.
You just came from the back. What were you doing?
I was warming up some food.
Did you wash your hands?
My hands are clean.
See, this is... You hard-headed for no reason.
My hands are clean. What are you talking about?
Wash your hands if you don't want corona. As simple as that.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Day 3 of the stay-at-home order in the Kansas City metro area. How was your day 3 quarantining?
It was fine. I kept myself busy a little bit, you know, got some work done. And then I watched the OJ 30 for 30 on ESPN. So I'm handling it well. What about you?
I've had a lot of wonderful ideas about things that I were going to do, like purging clothes and cleaning up certain things, but hasn't yet happened.
So what, you just been sitting down twiddling your thumbs?
I just been sitting there. Yeah. I don't know if my body is like, what, we resting? What? You ain't got nowhere to be? So all of my ideas about this workout schedule that I was going to have and, you know, getting rid of these clothes and going into the garage, I got some boxes in there that need to be unpacked. None of that has happened yet. And I don't foresee it like in the foreseeable future.
But you got plenty of time to do it.
I'm just laying there. I am almost catatonic when I make it home to the house.
Catatonic, SAT word.
I literally am just laying there.
Catatonic, or in immobile or unresponsive stupor.
State, yeah.
Okay.
Stupor. Well, you never heard that word before?
No, I've never heard of catatonic. I learned something new today. C-A-T.
A-T-O-N-I-C.
All right. Well,
I read mad books while you was playing video games.
Oh, I was definitely playing video games. Please believe that. I know that all these kids, that's what they doing too right now.
Y'all better read them books. Game. It's going to come in handy later.
You need to come out with a Corona video game. Learn all you need to know about it.
So I'm hoping that things will change. I've been doing a lot of Olympic level eating and just laying around.
Your Corona snacks gone too?
So you see, I had my drink this morning. It's my drink with apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, water, and cayenne pepper.
You're not the most, you're not the best advocate or the biggest advocate rather for juicing. So this is different for you right now. You do it sometimes, like you'll juice sometimes, but when I be bringing in my juices, you always try to clown me.
Because it's not juice. You have a blender. There's a difference between a juicer and a blender. So what you have is a mesh of pulp.
Yes, I do.
And it doesn't look appetizing.
I love
it. It's not completely blended through.
Blend enough to swallow. Don't give me that look.
Ew.
We're going to be talking to the Kansas City Public Schools this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, they've got free meal packets for students, and they have a special delivery service for folks in populations that may require a little bit of extra help. You don't want to miss that interview coming up at 8:08.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy skies at 57 right now in Olathe. Shade, what's poppin'?
A judge has denied Tekashi 6ix9ine's request for an early release due to coronavirus fears.
Man, get out of here, man.
You don't think that's a
coronavirus?
That's not a valid.
Not for him.
Bill Cosby also wants to be released because of that same reason. I think they possibly should think about nonviolent offenders who are in jail. Bill Cosby's 82 years old. What is he going to do?
I think Bill Cosby's a different case from Tekashi. Tekashi was actually involved in some dangerous activities. So
some people could say Bill was too.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But I think that the fact that he's 82 older. Years old, right, yeah. He's a nonviolent person. Like, what is he going to do?
And he's legally blind, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a case-by-case thing.
Dr. Dre's The Chronic is going to be archived in the Library of Congress.
Wow. That's big.
Other records deemed, quote, worthy of preservation because of their cultural, historical, and aesthetic importance include Cheap Trick at Budokan. You know
I've
that?
I've heard of the name, but I can't, like, tell you what it is off
Tina
the top
Turner's
of my head.
Private Dancer, A Dancer for Money.
Private Dancer.
Dusty Springfield's Dusty in Memphis.
I don't know about that.
It Whitney ain't Houston's I Will Always Love You.
Mm-hmm.
And the Village People's YMCA.
Oh, okay. Tupac Changes is in there, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What's up?
But don't you wish now that you can time travel and go back to all the old heads who said hip-hop wasn't music?
But we never felt that. I always knew the first time I heard it on the radio that
you
it was
and
something.
I, yeah. But I'm talking about, like, my daddy did not like hip-hop. Matter of fact.
That's because it's not for his ears.
Yeah.
That's the way I always looked at it. Like, okay, it's not for you.
Oh, man, listen, it used to be some knockout, drag-out fights between me and my daddy with music selection. And Jared, my little brother, snitched on me because I had bought Lil Wayne, Lights Out, and Country Grammar, Mystical, Let's Get Ready. Bought all them CDs at the same time, and then Jared said, Daddy, Brian got cussing CDs.
Not cussing CDs.
Brian got cussing CDs. Jared was like, he was like 9 or 10 years old at the time, so. Yeah.
Elton John, Mariah Carey, Billy Joe Armstrong, and Alicia Keys are set for a coronavirus TV special going down. March 29th at 9 p.m.
That's good. It ain't gonna be no Live Aid, but that's a good thing. Remember Live Aid back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Like what, 85?
Mm-hmm. Vaguely. Red. I was still a shorty at the time. You was just born, so yeah. You don't remember
nah,
it.
Nah, not at all. But I do know it was at Wembley Stadium, like over 100,000 people. They raised a lot of money for AIDS, so hopefully this can fall in the same line.
In a new interview with Wall Street Journal magazine, your boy Kanye West revealed that he still supports Donald Trump. Why your face curled up?
I ain't got nothing to say about him. Neither one of them.
I'm a black guy with a red MAGA hat. Can you imagine? It reminded me of how I felt as a black guy before I was famous and when I would walk in a restaurant and people would look at you like, well, you're going to steal something. This is your place, yay. Don't talk about apparel. This is your place, yay. You're black, so you're a Democrat.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Keep tap dancing, fam.
You love him.
Who?
You.
Love who?
Kanye. When you did your mix on Saturday on Instagram Live, you played his music.
What song? What song? I think I did, but what song?
You did.
I forgot.
You did.
It was.
You know,
old.
I be making duly notes.
Nah, it was some old. Old Kanye, cool, but.
No new Kanye?
This new guy, he is just completely brainwashed. We can't do nothing but pray for him. The Lord can only take care of Kanye West at this point.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad. You said that Kanye is brainwashed.
Absolutely.
How is he brainwashed if he's having his own mind to support somebody?
Because everything that he said back in 2005, 2006, remember he was trying to clown President George Bush on he doesn't care about black people? He's supporting a president that really don't care about black people.
That's not true, but...
Oh, okay, really?
I'm not saying, you know, he's not a saint, but I think he's trying to do what he can to help people who are less fortunate or...
Oh, really?
You know, maybe just by his policies, what he's, you know, trying to help the communities that are in need. Oh. I mean, I don't know all the terminology, but I know that he is trying to make efforts to help people get out of poverty by creating jobs. I think Kanye is not brainwashed because he's actually have an open mind to go against the grain of the normal, you know, saying black folks are Democrats. And that doesn't have to be the case.
You're right. It doesn't have to be the case.
I'm not really that mad. I just thought it was kind of funny.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
God bless the United States.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 652. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Right now, you're mostly cloudy in 57 in Blue Springs.
Oh, we got $1,000 we're going to give away on Friday. Our very own stimulus package. Keep listening for your chance to get qualified with the Morning Grind.
Amen.
Deadliest day in coronavirus deaths. We've reached over 1,000 in the U.S., more than 68,000 reported cases, and 21,000 global deaths from COVID-19. In Missouri, we've got over 250 confirmed cases. In Kansas, they reached above the 100 mark as folks are taking heed to the stay-at-home order.
Just imagine what the numbers would be if we didn't have these orders in place.
Have you been seeing, for the most part, people adhering to that? Or
yes.
Are you seeing people in the street?
The streets are definitely more... what's the word I'm looking for? I guess there's not as many people out as it was a couple weeks ago. And I'm seeing a lot of people with masks. A lot of people who I do see out on the street. And I think people are finally waking up to the fact that this thing is definitely was spreading like wildfire.
I want a mask. I've been seeing a lot of folks making masks online and stuff. They got gloves here at the station, but no masks.
You know what I seen somebody do creative? They took one of their old bras and made a mask out of one of them.
I use one of my bras, it'll have my whole face covered up.
Oh, Lord. No, it won't.
Yes, it will. You don't know nothing about my bras. You ain't never seen not one of them.
I've seen what a bra looks like. And
the little girls you mess with got little choo-choos.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you say.
Well, those are the ones that you must be sneaking in. The ones that I've seen you sport. They got little. Oh, well, that one. Yeah, that one. She got big ones.
I know what you're talking about at this point.
That one, she got big ones, yeah.
But I am looking for a mask, too, though.
Midnight vote. U.S. Senate approved a massive $2 trillion bill to send checks to furloughed workers, help small businesses survive, and infuse cash into critical industries and assist the hospital system in the fight against coronavirus.
That do we had to do. I feel like this is very necessary.
Talking about $1,200 for individuals with adjusted gross incomes of up to $75,000. $150,000 is the cap for married couples filing joint. Additional $500 will be paid for each child in the family. They say after the House, White House rather, signs the bill, you can expect your money in like 3 weeks.
3 weeks, all right.
So I'm thinking probably end of April, okay. Maybe beginning of May.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. Whatever I get.
What you going to do with that money?
I can get something. I got to put it up. You know, things are a little scarce right now. I'm not gigging because we can't go out to the clubs or anything like that. So
this is
true. Hey, I work on a strict budget.
I've been downgrading. You see my natural hair? I don't even got no weave in.
Yeah, you ladies, man. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Y'all can't get the hair done. You can't get the nails done.
My lashes are still holding on. They're yet holding on.
By a string.
Not by a string. They look fine. They look fine.
They do look fine. You look fine.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Where is my check? Where is my check? Where is my check? Donald Trump, if you're not gonna send it, then just send me back to work. Where is my check, Donald Trump? Where is my check? Where is my check? Where is my check, Donald Trump? If you're not gonna send it, then just send me back to work. Where is my check, Donald Trump?
You one of them clappers?
Teach you how to clap. It's Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 709. Look for highs in the lower 70s, mostly cloudy and 57 right now, 18th and Vine.
Shouts out to all the essential workers that haven't missed a day yet.
For real, though. Y'all are heroes. Seriously.
One time for the parents and furloughed employees. Anybody laid off at the house teaching the kids you having to cook every day now? What's that about? Hey, for everybody that's making it work in the time of Corona, give yourself a pat on the back.
Thank you for wearing that S on your chest.
That's right. Oh, I looked at my shirt. Like
you got L-O-V-E on your chest. There's no S.
That's so sad. I got an S on my chest. Now that so many people are working from home, Brian, the whole work wife, work husband dynamic has been put on pause. So this was an interesting article that I read. A woman looking for advice. She said that her boyfriend of 10 years has a work wife who invited him into the delivery room when she gives birth. Girl, bye.
Wow.
She said that they had been going through some financial issues and problems in their relationship, and he became friends with this lady on his job. And so they began chatting on the phone for hours. And right at the same time, the work wife, in quotation marks, lost her husband while she was pregnant. So that's why she went to him and was like, hey, my man is dead. Would you stand in the delivery room? Who's wrong in this situation, Brian? The woman, her fiance, or the work wife?
I like to say the work wife.
You think she overstepped by asking that?
Definitely. Like, I know there's something missing and it's a sensitive time, but you know I'm married. How dare you ask me to... What? No. Hell no. I'm gonna get killed if I go home and do this. Are you serious?
What about the husband? I mean, the fiance.
He's wrong too.
He should be shutting that down,
exactly.
Right? He shouldn't even let the wife know that that was even on the table.
Yeah, you can't be entertaining the other ladies, you know what I'm saying, when you're in a relationship. Like, you can't do that.
What are your thoughts on this, Kansas City? Who's wrong? The woman? Her fiance? Or the work wife?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
723, look for highs in the lower 70s today. Mostly cloudy and 57 right now. At least some of Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. Bad Baby, rapper, internet personality, is 17.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Singer Eric Bellinger is 34 today.
Ain't nothing wrong.
She won't bad nightcap.
So she brought her night back.
NFL player, Von Miller.
Yeah.
He's 31. Jay Sean, singer-songwriter, is 39. You remember Raj from What's Happening? He was in one of your favorite movies, Malcolm X, too.
Yeah.
Ernest Lee Thomas is... Yo, he look good. He's 71, Brian?
Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow. Marcus Allen, former NFL running back, is 60.
Former Chief.
Ari Lennox, singer, is 29.
Hey.
And a queen of her own right, singer, actress, member of the Supremes, Diana Ross.
Love Diana Ross.
Hey. She's 76 out here, Brian.
Oh, yeah, the living legend. Happy birthday, everybody born on March 26th.
So Tyler Perry has listened to the criticism that he's received from fans about the wig choice of his characters on screen. He was in an interview with T.I. on his Expeditiously podcast when he said, quote, "Let me tell you about my hair department. Those ladies and guys make $65 an hour. They work 10 to 12 hours a day. So a lot of them are new and trying to get it together and learning. I'm okay with them trying to find their way. They're going to make some mistakes. So for them, I felt the pressure, not for myself." But he says it's going to get better.
What is the movie that just came out where they were clowning him about getting an ashtray or something? And they was talking about the guy. He was sitting in the bed. He told the girl to get an ashtray or something.
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, okay. I think that's what sparked all of this, because they really went in on him.
So, child, pictures have shown up online of DeBrat with her girlfriend. Damn. The young lady is Jessica Dupart, and those of you who she has grown your edges back know who Jessica is.
Oh, okay.
She owns a company called Kaleidoscope that a lot of women have seen success in getting that edge game back under control.
Okay, so she got a little bread.
Oh, she got a lot of money. And she posted pictures of her and DeBrat and a video of her gifting DeBrat a Bentley for her birthday.
Be sexy.
Get it how you live.
A whole Bentley out here?
I mean, listen, DeBrat is probably like an undercover pimp, low-key, you know.
But she really didn't. She looked uncomfortable. She's like how you are when people give you gifts. She was very visibly uncomfortable when the girl was trying to give her this Bentley.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. And somebody would think of you that much to give you a nice gift like that. You really got to be doing something right.
You're doing something with your mouth.
What's the flyest gift you ever received from a partner?
Probably a tennis bracelet. This is back in the day when tennis bracelets was like, that meant, yo, he really loved you. He got you a diamond tennis bracelet. What?
Every kiss begins with K.
I'm trying to tell you, I used to sport right. I still got it. It's in a drawer. I don't never wear it, though. But, yeah. Probably that. Trying to, you know, go through my mental Rolodex of gifts. That's probably, you know, probably the most expensive. Gift.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Overwhelmingly, the audience typically listens to this show while they're in their cars on their way to work and school. Now that you're at home, go ahead and download that app, shawty.
Amen.
Go ahead and listen live at KPRS.com. Shouts out to Drez Angel. She's listening to us from Vermont.
What's up, Drez Angel? What's happening?
She's been listening for 2 years online. Thank you.
Wow. Send us some cheese.
Vermont?
Don't they make cheese in Vermont? Like, isn't that?
I thought that was Wisconsin that makes cheese.
I think both of them.
Vermont is maple syrup.
Okay.
I love you, friend.
I thought I... No, I know Wisconsin does it, but I thought Vermont did it too.
I don't know Vermont for cheese.
No. Okay.
Maple syrup.
All right.
So, lots of folks are stuck in the house now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been Zooming, teleconferencing, doing their work virtually. So this work wife, work husband dynamic has been broken up a little bit, Brian. So there was a woman who says that she's been in a relationship with a man for 10 years. And he says that, she says that he's got a work wife. They've personally been going through problems in their relationship, financial issues, problems communicating, et cetera, et cetera. And they've got kids together too. So the work wife, who was married and pregnant at the time, lost her husband. He died.
Mm.
So she turned to this woman's fiance and said, hey, would you accompany me in the delivery room? I need help. My man is dead.
There are other men out there that you could choose from. That's not a fiance right now, dog.
That's what the woman in the relationship said, that she has a lot of support from other people in her life. And but she also said that her and this dude, her man and the work wife, been on the phone for hours at night.
This must be a different type of lady. She must be a very nice, very meek lady, because most of the women who I know are feisty and ferocious when it comes to their man.
I wouldn't have to post this online for help. I would have handled this minute one.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Who do you think is wrong in this situation? The woman, her fiance, or the work wife?
I'm going to say both of them are wrong. And definitely the fiance. Why is the work wife so comfortable with asking him to be able to go into the delivery with her? So what makes her be that comfortable to ask somebody else's man to go in there when he should shut that down instantly? That should have never been. There should not be that comfortable with somebody wanting to go into a delivery room with someone other than their wife, partner, significant other. Definitely not a work wife.
They said they've been on the phone for hours every night.
Why would you allow that? Why would you not shut that down? Like, where is your accountability? You have a woman that you live with, that you are engaged to, but yet you are entertaining and giving earplay to another female. And I understand that her husband died. May he sleep in peace. But you do not take that to go after somebody else's man to replace the man that you lost. That is somebody else's partner right there.
What's your name?
Trista.
Feisty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
KCPS right now distributing free meal packets for students and families in need. I'm talking to Jordan Gordon, Director of Food and Nutrition, about what you need to get your food packet and what days they'll be distributing that thing.
I love how KCPS is listening to the parents and coming to service of the needs of some of our unfortunate listeners out there, Shay.
All of the school districts, Brian, have been stepping up, and KCPS included.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about what the hearts of Kansas City will do when backed up against the wall.
Amen.
Work wife, work husband. Do you believe in that, Brian?
No, not at all. I'm very possessive. If I had a girl, she would be mine and nobody else's, all right?
This woman says that her husband, well, it's not even her husband. She said it's a fiance of 10 years. You know, I have issues with fianceing for 10 years, but.
Oh, Lord.
He ain't gonna do it. He's been fiancéing for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's a woman on his job that he's been spending a lot of emotional time with.
Mm-hmm.
Hours on the phone, all that, talking, kikiing.
That's intimacy right there. When you on the phone for that long, I'm not just going to be on the phone for 3-4 hours with somebody and not have something cracking off.
What that young urban poet said, kiss me through the phone, Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy and Sammy, really?
So, the work wife, who is married, unfortunately, her husband died while she was pregnant. So she then turned to this lady's fiance and said, hey, work husband, will you stand in place for my husband in the delivery room? So the question is, who's wrong? The woman complaining, her fiance, or the work wife?
Okay, here's my deal. I heard Shay say that they were going through some financial difficulties. Well, was the work wife helping out? Was she paying? Because, I mean, he can render the service if she paying.
Oh, really?
I mean, dang. Other than that, he know better. Come on now. Let's not be a clown. We're not doing that.
Hold on. So, all right. So, if I'm married to you and I got a work wife, but she give me like $1,000 per month to entertain her to maybe have a nap date or so every, you know, couple weeks.
No.
You be cool with that?
No. She can get you $1,000 one time to be in our hospital room for that baby, and we might come check on them after that, both of us, and it ain't nothing else after that.
Oh, okay. All right, you strict. Who is this?
My name's Sade.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for calling up.
Have a good morning, y'all.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ryan B. Shine in one, Shay Moore zero.
What is that supposed to mean?
You are correct. They do make cheese in Vermont.
Well, you didn't disagree with it, so you didn't lose anything.
I was wrong. I had never heard of Vermont cheese.
Mm.
But then again, I don't eat cheese like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Speaking of food, in the time of the stay-at-home order, there are those that are able to work from home, and then you have those hard-working folks of the Kansas City Public Schools Child Nutrition Services team, Brian. Mm-hmm. They're distributing food today for students and families in need. The director of food nutrition, Jordan Gordon, is on the line. Jordan, tell us where families can pick up their meals.
We will have currently four sites that we will be distributing food from. Ace Lower Campus on the south side of the city. We'll also have East High School, Central High School, and then Northeast High School on the north side of the city. So all of our families are welcome to come by between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. and again from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. to pick up their student's meal for breakfast or lunch. And we are providing families with enough for 2 days. So you come by today, you'll get today and tomorrow breakfast and lunch serving at the same time.
Jordan, do you have to provide any sort of identification or any other type of paperwork to get this?
It is helpful if parents or students are able to just come with their student ID number, but in the event that you don't or you don't have quick access to it, you're welcome to show up. We have people on site that support with technology and look the students up and figure out what schools they're at. But no, nothing really has to be in hand. You just show up and tell us what your needs are and how many children you're supporting, and we'll support you in that effort.
Is there any type of special sign-in link or something that they need to do beforehand before coming up and getting the meals?
No, we have on-site staff to support as many people as we can house in our space safely. So there's no pre-work, no advance notice required. Our families are just welcome to come freely.
We know that the entire Kansas City public school system is under free lunch, so this is definitely something that is of great need within the community. Jordan, can you talk to us a little bit about what's in the pack for today? Is it, you know, delicious and nutritious or just delicious?
Well, we have a little bit of both. So to ensure that our families receive, you know, something of great quality and fresh food, today, if you're getting a breakfast item, you might get your favorite cereal. You might get our Pop-Tarts. Everything's going to come with the fresh fruit and fresh vegetable in the snack. And then at lunch, we'll have peanut butter and jelly. We'll have turkey deli sandwiches, again, with bags of chips, fresh fruit and vegetables. And then we'll be given actually a sweet treat or a snack in those lunch sacks as well.
If you have any special dietary needs or if you have trouble getting to one of these spots, do you have an email or a phone number that people can reach out to?
Yes. That phone number is going to be 816-418-FOOD. That's 816-418-FOOD. Or you can email us at food@kcps.org. And with either method, we have a team of dietitians that can support any special dietary needs or any allergy-related concerns. And we'll process that through a home delivery service. So our transportation is supporting our efforts, and we're taking meals to the doors to ensure that any families who have any impediments or barriers to get now, we will bring the food to you.
Our next food distribution date is Monday, March 30th, and then again on Wednesday, April 1st.
Correct.
So thank you so much, Jordan Gordon, for all that you're doing to meet the needs of our students in Kansas City and the parents and families who need help. Are there any opportunities for the rest of the community to volunteer to help?
Well, we have a great workforce that's still strong and healthy, so we have tons of resources internally. I can tell you the greatest opportunity for the community to get involved is to visit our website, kcps.org, click the KCPS Education Foundation link. There's tons of resources that you can sign up to support in other areas. We Disney hygiene kits. Families need alternative support. So visit our website, and that'll be the best guidance to get opportunities to support it in other areas.
Jordan Gordon, Director of Child Nutrition Services for Kansas City Public Schools, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this information with our audience.
Thank you both for having me.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bon appetit.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the lower 70s today. Right now, you are partly cloudy and 54 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Bill Cosby's lawyers are filing a motion to spring him from his Pennsylvania jail cell and put him under house arrest amid reports that at least one prison officer has tested positive for coronavirus.
They might have a case for this, Shay, because he's older. He's in that susceptible group that could easily get the virus.
He's 82 years old, serving 3 to 10 years at SCI Phoenix in Montgomery County. And his lawyers, they moving forward. They say you got to get Bill out of there. He is one of the many nonviolent inmates that could probably serve time outside and be all right.
We'll see.
What do you think about that?
I'm not against it. But I'm not all the way with it either, though. I think it opens the door for a lot of other things that happen.
Trump administration is considering the release of nonviolent federal prisoners to reduce the risk of a larger outbreak in prison. Harvey Weinstein, another famous offender, is in solitary after he was found to be positive for coronavirus.
And if they let Bill out, you know they're going to let him out.
So Caitlyn Jenner is considering being a part of the Messy Housewives franchise.
Now, why would you want to involve yourself in some mess like that?
I think he liked reality TV. He used to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
He should know better. But listen, I'm never one to tell people what to do with their lives. If that's what you want to do, just be prepared to throw some fisticuffs, though, because I done seen on some of them housewives shows.
You fighting with these ladies?
We just aired a clip the other day of NeNe spitting on somebody. Mm-hmm.
You think he need money? I mean, you think she need money?
Nah. All the endorsements that Caitlyn Jenner got back in the day from, you know.
You think the Wheaties is still holding strong from back in 82?
Man, yes. You married it to the Kardashian family? What? The daughter, Kylie Jenner, she's a billionaire.
Gave no money? That's her money.
Man, I bet you she'd give Caitlyn Jenner some money.
Alicia Keys is opening up in a new autobiography book called More Myself. She admitted that she contemplated abortion when she got pregnant with her second child in 2014.
Was it some medical conditions or something, I wonder?
No, she said, quote, "I wasn't ready for this," which is what I told the doctor. "This is the worst time ever. I'm working on my next album. My husband just got into Harvard Business School, and I've been drinking a lot."
Wow. I didn't know Alicia Keys? What?
You know, people ain't out there. You ain't got to. She ain't the type of chick that's putting stuff up on IG.
I mean, yeah.
You know, she ain't over there driving the boat. You know, she secretly was drinking in the house, child. She said that a part of the issue with, you know, that self-medicating with the liquor was because her father was absent from her life. And she didn't really realize how that really affected her.
Yeah.
You know, him not being there.
Pretty serious situation. People are coping every day with
different things, child. Some people eating pork chops, other people drinking liquor, some people's firing up meth pipes.
Oh Lord.
You know, some people having sex with, you know, inappropriate partners. It's a lot of stuff going on, child.
If you're doing that, just make sure you wash your hands.
Wash your hands. If you don't want corona, wash your hands. Go wash your hands.
Is he saying wash your ass or wash your hands?
Wash your hands.
Oh, okay. Listen close, it sounds like.
Go wash your hands.
See?
Hands. Wash your hands.
Wash them both. Wash everything.
Go wash your hands.
Stay home, KC.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
JR.
All right, JR. Let's see what you got.
She attractive to them, him, her, and you. CrossFit, December, unrestricted. Dropped it, the cost is priceless. Due to the content, I suggest you like this.
What do you like? A whole lot of foreplay right before you get it started.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What do you like? A me on top. You want a bottom type party. What do you like? Somebody can make you scream loud, oh loud. All night long.
Hey.
All night long.
Tell me.
Did you know this or you just Googled it?
I'm a musical connoisseur. Don't come at me like that. I do this.
Well, let me back off a real player.
Don't test my gangsta.
Come on. I love music.
You got registered for $1,000 in spring cash tomorrow, $1,000 Friday.
That'll work.
All right, what station's live, local, and lit?
Top 103 Jam.
Listen now through April 23rd for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in spring cash.
Stacking money to the ceiling.
From Hot 103.
I got that green.
Pay me too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.